Jamestown Tourism reflects on positive summer season, Harvey's Brett Doctor named Teacher of the Year. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. As the leaves take on the colors of fall, Jamestown Tourism is taking time to reflect on the positives of the 2021 summer for the area. Jamestown Tourism Executive Director Cyril Sweetland says the great turnout not only applied to Frontier Village, the world's largest buffalo or National Buffalo Museum, but rather multiple sites in the community.
Now, I would say, you know, sites across the board just had great numbers. You talk to the Arts Center, you talk to the Courthouse, you talk to the County Museum. I mean, all of them had just what I would call really great years.
And Sweatland says pent-up demand from the pandemic led to an increase of event participation and site visitation. He added this spilled over into their sightseeing an increase too compared to the 2019 summer.
We have a car counter up by the world's largest buffalo. We are 10,000 vehicles ahead of 2019. So that's like almost a 20% increase over 2019.
Read more at newsdakota.com. State School Superintendent Kirsten Baszler announced that Brett Doctor was named the 2021 North Dakota Teacher of the Year. Doctor is a sixth grade teacher and coach at B.M. Hanson Elementary School in Harvey and says when the call came that he was the winner, he couldn't believe it.
It takes a lot of time and effort, obviously. I mean, you have to devote a lot of time that people don't realize, weekends, you know, after school at night. But the most thing I think it takes is you need to care about what you're doing. You need to care about who you're working with. And each kid is different and each kid is unique. And I know that's an old cliche, but it's so true.
And a North Dakota stuntman known as the Flying Farmer has been moved out of intensive care after a dramatic crash on his first car jumping attempt in 5 years. John Smith was injured Sunday when his car corkscrewed off the ramp and rolled. He was eventually taken by medical helicopter to a Minot hospital. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.